On Friday morning, Varlam Jackson's daughter refused to go home with him. According to an affidavit filed by State Trooper Anthony Rollo, the 16-year-old had been drinking and kept jumping off of her father's four-wheeler, trying to get away from him. The third time she did this, Jackson, age 54, allegedly tied his daughter's hands to the rack of the four-wheeler. Troopers claim he dragged his daughter home along Guithlick's gravel road for up to 3/4 of a mile. Jackson's daughter was seriously injured. Paramedics medevaced her to Anchorage. She'll need to undergo several surgeries. Jackson was arrested and has been charged with assault in the first degree. The incident shocked many residents. The Waiheke Delta suffers from high rates of child abuse and domestic violence, but this particular level of violence is somewhat rare.
I don't think that this is the level of abuse that we normally see or hear about. I think it does happen more than we realize. The underlying factors that led to this acting out behavior probably stems to something deeper, which is very troubling.
Monica Charles works for the Association of Village Council Presidents and the Office of Public Advocacy. She handles a lot of child welfare cases, and she says this kind of violence can stem from feelings of powerlessness and underlying trauma.
People don't have the access to counseling, or they may not have the support in the village of their own family or their spouse. So the progression may be to act out on somebody who you can overpower. I think that's another big part in cases particularly like this, where there's a power struggle.
Charles added that she hopes Jackson and his daughter receive the individual and group counseling that they might need to recover. Jackson's bail has been set at $100,000. His next hearing is scheduled for August 14th. In Bethel, I'm Teresa Katsourilis.